From out of his grave the drummer, when midnight's chime hath tolled, rises and wanders nightly, the drum within his hold. With arm bones white and fleshless, he moves the drumsticks too, plays many a wild reveille, and many a weird tattoo. And through the dark cloud calling, the drum taps beat and shake, and the dead forgotten soldiers from out of their graves awake. Those buried in the northland under the ice and snow, and those whose bones are mouldering Italia's earth below, and those who the Nile stream cover and the Arabian sands, oh, from their graves are rising with weapons in their hands. And from his grave the trumpeter at midnight rises slow, and ever at the midnight the ghostly trumpets blow. Next come the prancing horses, the brave dead cavalry, the bloody shot-pierced squadrons, all weaponed diversely. Skulls grin beneath the shadows, each dinted helm affords. Arms white and fleshless brandish long and rusted swords. Their last is grave forsaking when the chimes of midnight sound. Comes the general riding with his phantom staff around. Small and cocked fur hat he wears, and his cloak is grey and white, and he bears a short sword hanging in the sheath at his left side. The moon with yellow glances over the wide plain shines. The general watches mutely the troops they form in line. The ranks present and shoulder their arms right soldierly, and with regimental music the army marches by. The general and his colonels gather around him near. A word the leader whispers into the Caesar's ear. The word goes round the circle, resounding over the plain. La France, the ringing password, the answer, Saint Helene. At the hour of midnight in the Champs-Élysées, the long dead Caesar holds his weird review, men say.